You've got to be careful when joking around on a first date because the other person might not get your sense of humor. Like, I don't know how many dates have been ruined that I've been on when in the middle of it, I just drop my fork and I look her dead in the eye and just go, how many other people know you're out with me right now?
That's a really funny joke.
They never get it. It just ruins the mood right there.
Weird.
And Maggie, who is on the phone with us right now to do a second date update, apparently made a poorly timed joke on her date. And she thinks that's why she's not getting a call back today. We'll find out what her joke is in a second. Hopefully it's as good as mine. But first, let's find out a little bit about the guy that she wants to call. Maggie, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. So you want to call a guy named Ray today?
Well, actually, I want you to call him.
Oh. That's a good point.
Good point. I guess that is how the second date updates work, right? I call them. Well, you want me to call a guy named Ray today. Where'd you meet Ray?
Ray and I met at a bar a couple weeks ago. Mm-hmm. I was out with some of my girlfriends. Not expecting to meet anybody, and I meet this great guy, and he and I end up talking for most of the night.
Did he approach you, or did you approach him?
He approached me. Oh.
Did he use, like, a cheesy line, or was he pretty cool?
He actually, he came over with two shots of Fireball.
Classy.
Yeah, and he said, can I warm you up?
Ooh, nice.
And that worked, huh?
I was a few drinks in, so that worked.
I was going to say, if you were sober, that probably wouldn't have worked.
Exactly, right.
Yeah, you're the type of girl that never turns down free alcohol is what it sounds like.
Right. I'm not, no. So we just started talking after that, and I get home from the bar, and he texted me.
Was it a booty call text, or was it a nice, like...
No, he just said it was great to meet me, and he would love to go out for coffee later that week.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, which was great. Normally, guys will text me a picture if I give them my number.
Especially if you're at a bar and you've been drinking Fireball all night. It's like, I know how to seal the deal here.
Man.
You give her a little sample of the goods.
Yeah.
So anyway...
to getting pictures, but I didn't this time, which was surprising. And
it's so sad that that's the exception to the rule, is the one guy that doesn't send you his junk.
I know.
How romantic.
I mean, that's kind of the day and age we live in right now.
It is a beautiful time we're living in. So how was coffee then?
It was awesome. He was very sweet. He, pulled the chair up for me when we got to the coffee bar, and he even paid for my coffee. He was very gentlemanly.
Your standards really are low, aren't they?
Normally, if I get pictures after a night of Fireball, my standards are pretty low right now. So.
But that sounds good. I mean, it sounds like he was genuinely excited to see you. Because sometimes after a, inebriated night in a dark bar, daylight dates can be a little shocking.
Exactly. Right.
That's good.
So it was a great date.
So tell me about the joke, though. You said that you made a joke you thought might have been poorly timed, or he didn't get it or something.
Yeah.
Okay. What happened?
So I'm a pretty sarcastic person anyway. And he and I are talking, and he says something like, I bet you get asked out by a lot of guys. And I said, yeah, man, I've in this past week alone, you're my 30th date.
That's funny.
Completely joking.
Yeah.
And
he gives me this blank look.
He didn't get it?
No. He thought I was being serious.
He's like, whoa, you didn't have to be honest.
Right.
Did you clarify for him that it was a joke?
I did. A few seconds went by of him not laughing, and I said, I'm kidding. Like, obviously, I haven't gone out with 30 guys in the past week because I made that awkward joke. So.
Okay, so that's the reason you think that he's not calling you back, is he thought you might not have been joking about dating 30 guys in a week.
I think so. Okay. Yeah, I think.
All right, well, how did the date end then?
Again, very gentlemanly. He gave me a hug and a peck on the cheek, and he said, this was fun, we should do dinner sometime.
Okay.
Hey, that's good.
Yeah, so I thought it ended on a high note.
You should have messed with him some more and been like, yeah, that's good, I'll fit you in, I got like 45 other dudes I'm doing dinner with.
I know, right?
If he would get it.
Yeah.
All right, and he hasn't responded to any of your text messages or phone calls since that day.
No.
All right.
And that was a couple weeks ago.
I'm surprised that you want to see him, just because I think it's pretty unattractive when a guy can't laugh at things.
No, sometimes you just don't get it.
I'm not used to going out with gentlemanly guys. Mm-hmm. So, he was really sweet, and I can't blame him for not getting the joke. you know.
But, well, we don't even really know if that's why he's not calling you back.
Yeah,
could be something
true.
Else.
True.
Yeah, yeah. It could have been something completely different.
All right.
You're right.
Well, we'll find out what it is. We'll play a song, come back, call him, and get your second date update, okay?
Awesome. Thank you.
All right, hang on.